Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I utter nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you readjust the focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrics the locus, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make the lips drop. Knees knock, buckle and shake. Now who's to make the wrong move? Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but ruling. Ha, you couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your boots will get cooked.
You what?
Look up in the sky. Why? The fly, robin, fly. Giving you whatever suits. You got the size, eight Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, upside your head. Hey yo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me. Because I'm foxy, like brown. Break it down now.
What?
From the end to the start. Liverpool murderer. Pumps fearing hearts. I'm tearing parts to pieces. Like Reese's, I freeze it. Speak it in tongues. Put you on like Benita Arabum. You can't see me. You're blind to the fact that I'm on deck. Swinging on the wax. Striking them out like that. Hats off. Blast off. Watch me rock it. Sock it. Do ya. Whatever it takes to do ya. Done.
Done.
Top gun. It's the lady of rage. Still rated number one, motherfucker.
Baby,
childish dream.
Yeah.
Now that that may seem, I know it's only gonna get worse. Love, my slug, which one am I gonna get first? My journey's been a rough one, I'm not sure when it begins. But the way it's looking, I kinda know when it's gonna end. What's in love? Hold me down, baby, it's gonna be a rough ride. Niggas give us plenty of room, cause I guess enough dies. Let me travel, my intentions are to travel in peace. But fuck around, I'll lay you down, you hit the traveling seat. I can be a beast, or I can be a gentleman. If you ain't my dog, you gon' be like, oh, it's him again. Niggas will never win, this whole rap game is mine. How did you ever been? I was that in 89. Speaking, you shall find, look within it, you will know where you coming from and where you gotta go. My next move, trying to figure out why is it that X do what X do. Some questions don't answer, that's what I'm afraid of. Sometimes I can't show, but I know what I made of. They made love, or should I say they made lust. Found it didn't have to be love there, cause they made us. I got in quite a few sisters, I was the only boy. But being with my dog was my only choice. Like a kid with a new toy, I forgot about the crime. Escaped the misery, didn't think about the crime. Love all track of time, was in another world. Everybody knew Earl, but there was another Earl. Light aside in the dark, fight in the park, but wouldn't wanna. Stayed in form, when they jumped me, became a good runner. One by one, they all went under, so I had the last laugh. They all thought it was a joke, but I had the last laugh. Coming back to haunt me. Stay loving my people, even though they don't want me. When I was bad, I was forgotten, like I was dead and rotten. Should've been getting love, but instead it was plotting. Shit was the right, and it was all blamed on me. Didn't know that I was special till this rap shit came to be. Gave me a way out, showed me it was better to teach. Then bust niggas with the 4-4, leave them dead in the street. Over beef, it was worth less than the cost of the slugs that I bought to kill them. And that's because I thought I ought to kill them. Little did I know, death wasn't right. Didn't always show, every breath was a light. It was to be captured in suspended animation. To be felt by all, understood by every nation. What's the sense of hating when I can show love? What's the sense of faking when I can show blood?
Recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House.
Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labor all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking to camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the stone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed caskets because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I'll roll. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can let them devils outdo me. Elementary school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Cargoed on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it. Known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note in his boat. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment. Only because of different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you dead already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
The Frenchman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution. The revolution.
American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American freak. Let's go.
thousand more weeks and then a thousand more days. I'll probably see Reese, but then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. 50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show law.
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois Black Panther Party, Fred Hampton. And a lot of people don't understand the Black Panther Party's relationship with white mother country radicals. A lot of people don't even understand that word that Elvis uses a lot. But what we're saying is that there are white people in the mother country that are for the same type of thing that we are for, stimulating revolution in the mother country. And we said that we'll work with anybody and form coalitions with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Everybody in the state of Illinois is going to have to be involved or even around the revolution because we're going to have one. We're going to have to do more than talk. We're going to have to do more than listen. We're going to even have to do more than learn. We're going to have to start practicing, and that's very hard. We got to start learning, and you learn through practice. We got to start making mistakes, and you learn through making mistakes. We got to start getting out there with the people. And a lot of times we think we're better than the people, but that's an insult, and that's criminal. Think you're better than the people. But we got to get together and learn where it's at. It's going to take a lot of hard work. Especially for children, it's something else. You ought to dig on it. Every sister in this audience. Every sister in this audience ought to get themselves together and come on down and help us with that Breakfast for Children program. Y'all here come down and help feed them children in the morning. We have Breakfast for Children because we teach the people through practice, through observation and participation, that people can be fed free. That's the people say. Socialism is the people. You're afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself. We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we couldn't be in a sense, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I've been offered every day. I'd be in the streets propagandizing every day. I'd be working with everybody every day. I'd be preaching that solidarity is the thing. The end of a complete wipeout of imperialism is the thing. So if you're going to be thinking about me, that's what Bobby would be teaching. If you're going to be thinking about us, all we say is ain't no thing about going nowhere, getting killed. All we want to know is that you're doing what we'd be doing if we were here. And you've got to do that. You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it. In the spirit of liberation, we understand that they want everybody in the party in jail. And we know that if we try to figure out and separate and divide who should go and who shouldn't go, we spend more time doing that. for other people. So the quick solution.
The speedy one.
Nobody go.
We all stay right here.
With the people.
Because
we love the people.
Okay, you can put your hands down now. We say all power to all people.
All people.
We say white power to white people.
White power to white people.
Brown power to brown people.
Brown power to brown people.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Yellow power to people.
Black power to black people.
Black power to black people.
X power for those that we left out.
X power for those that we left out.
We say Panther power to the Vanguard Party.
When you leave here saying the last word, before you go to bed tonight, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary. Say it when you're going out. Okay, we're going to say it while we're going out.
Hey, we're going to find a thing called Free Fred. Don't that sound nice? Hey, let's do that. Free Fred.
Free Fred!
Free Fred!
Free Fred!
Free Fred!
Free Fred!
Hey, I ain't even in jail yet.
Live and direct, Brother Chairman.
Live and direct. Y'all tune on in, tap on in, let people know that we are live and direct on Free MR Radio. Live and direct, January 4th, 2023. Live and direct. Been a while, so I talked to a lot of y'all. Not back on location yet. We're coming back location. Unfortunately, wasn't able to make it to the homeland this year, but I'm not in the country. But again, we're working on making it on the top on that move. So y'all tap in. Y'all people to tap on in. Free of my radio in a minute. We're going to talk about a few things. Year in review 2022, y'all. We're going to talk about a number of things. There's also... what's his brother's name? Y'all forgive me. I just seem insensitive, but sports, I really don't be following sports as much as I should. Ramon, give me this brother's name. We'll talk about this situation just recently on the football field. Serious injury in the response and the politics of football, the politics of sports. We'll talk about case at Occupy Azania, South Africa. You dig? Man, Free them all. My brother, right on. Hey, man. I just, somebody just posted a birthday for this brother, Smoke, man. And I thought about you, man. I thought about you and a whole bunch of more people that time. I think Smoke was 87, 85, 86. I forgot. I'm going to go back and look on TJ's post again, but just we're not memory lane with that. So, body in the building, free them all. Yes, indeed. Now, let know we live in the race. It's been a while since we've been on. We on Free Them All Radio. We're going to tune in. Weekly program, the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hopper Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady Grace. Let's get locked and loaded. Ready to make history, take history, and take this for y'all. She coffee, tea, whatever it do, get it on deck. All that light gonna be in y'all way the background. I just flip it around. The People's Ball 2022, phenomenal, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Just the role, all those who were able to make it there physically, politically, emotionally. It was a hell of a celebration. I appreciate y'all. I want y'all to type in. Let me know y'all thoughts and call in, come in. 929-477-3785, and then press 1. Your thoughts. The year in review, 2022. You might want to shout out some people that we, unfortunately, shout out some people who we lost, physically, that is, we don't romanticize this. It's some situation that we glad it's over with, So bring us up to date. you know, your review, you know, what you thought, you know, your summations, you know, input. Oh, yeah, with it. So give y'all a couple of minutes to brainstorm on that. If we're going to come on in, we're going to come on in talking about, you know, subject matter. Again, Occupy That Zane, the politics of the swimming pool. These young brothers who intend to swim in the swimming pool in Occupy That Zane in South Africa. We're going to talk about what other cases we got on hand. The family, phenomenal family, according to these answers, Angela Bassett, who I was fortunate to meet before. The shout out, clinch this salute to them, the phenomenal example. This is a family that, a couple that happens to be in Hollywood, but that's not a Hollywood couple, you know what I'm saying? I'll shout them out, how they dealt with situations, they dealt with contradictions, you did. I'll shout them out, you know. So they're going to be on here with us. Because Ann in the building, just talking about you earlier. That's our unofficial, but you know what I'm saying, minister presentation. Well, we know we're going to get what we got to get to, you know what I'm saying? It's the end of the building. That's indeed. 2023, y'all. 2023. A lot of work to do. 2023, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in the country. I'm not in Africa. And Kazan, I'll help you. As a matter of fact, I got to touch down with you who I'm supposedly meeting with. And I'm picking your brain on it, too, you know what I'm saying? These updates on that, too. You know what I'm supposed to be meeting with very soon. Politics of relationships, you know what I'm saying? You know, your thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Again, some people like to hold the Kardashians and this family, whole type of... I can't... That Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett, man. And their children. Love, respect. So I'm here, y'all. Give me a little more coffee. We're going to go right into it. You know, I need some input, your review. Call in your thoughts, what you think about 2022. You know, those who missed the People's Ball, what we planning on for next year. You after that, your thoughts on that. Lucario, do we have any callers in queue?
No, free amount, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free amount.
929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. Men plus will press 1. Again. 929-477-3785. Press 1. January 4th, 2023, y'all going right in with it, man. Go right in with it. The People's Ball is an annual event that we have. It's kind of like, I guess you say, defining the phenomenon and making act in the desired manner. Maybe you know, so you're probably those who look, you know, maybe familiarized through cinema or that actual aspect of life. The Players Ball. And that's something that, you know, saying that that's like a yearly phenomenon. Y'all see, you look in the movie, Max Julian at Betrayal. Let me know if y'all can hear me on Facebook good also. We post it on YouTube also. But this is, you look at the movie, which is a lot of politics in there. I recommend y'all do some background history. Like even the makers of a piece called, entitled The Making of the Mac. So you know, the Ward family was actually, you know, in their life on California, but also on the impact of the Black Panther Party. Minister UEP Newton talks about Max Julian. I recommend also you watch prior to him playing the protagonist, the main actor in the Mac, Uptight, was a film he played in, and it's talking about different contradictions in revolutionary movements. But also the making of the Mac talks about the different struggles that were incurred with even getting Richard Pryor on the set, also the impact and role of Black Panther Party. And just, in fact, I looked at it, I studied different dynamics about it with, you know, dealing with Judas and Black Messiah, not the subject matter in particular, but just even the politics of the movie industry. So, you know, that was, so we flip the script on the Players Ball. Something that we've annually had, the People's Ball, which is acknowledgement of my birthday, December 29th, and we have this every year, like clockwork, you know, we, you know, these like set days, like, you know, this is, We don't waiver as well. It doesn't fall on the weekend. It's canceled event. We do it. And it's that last year we have to have it in the homeland, motherland, Africa. Speaking of which, we'll keep y'all updated when we're working on getting back to Africa. But this year we had was up in Atlanta, GA, and a lot of moves was last minute. But you seen the poetry community, George and me, Red Storm, a whole list of others on deck down there. It was phenomenal. We seen the business community come in, and hit that grill again with the cooking. We've seen Comrade Collins, Tiny House Warriors, all of them hit the deck. In fact, the whole community down there in Atlanta was involved in it. And we had the People's Ball there. We had some unofficial studio sessions, you know, going to the lounge later on. But really, you know, politicizing it, you know what I'm saying? And it was a phenomenal event. So I just want to say right on, because this is one who was engaged in that. Jose 6. Destiny has no morals from mom to her children. That's so lost in the influence and still. No doubt about it. The point raised the Kardashian family, you know. And I went to put a post up the other day about how they're armed with a psychological profile on all individuals they grab, similar to the system. And I mentioned before on a previous episode how the individual, the salespersons for the system, you know what I'm saying? Everything from our definitions of beauty, music, clothing, you know, how strategically it's implemented is they sell it to the point that they'll say, you locate a follow-up on individuals who try to chase this American dream, and you'll see the impact of, and this list alone of individuals that the Kardashians have had direct, you know, and this is not no subjective person, the politics, you know what I'm saying? The Kardashians should be listed and along with that of crack cocaine, capitalism in general, you know what I'm saying? Another thing, the detrimental impact that it not only has on a direct victim, but the follow-up, you know what I'm saying? In other words, we talk about crack cocaine, we just can't talk about one generation impact. You have to look at, you know, the follow-up, you know what I'm saying? How it impacts people, you know? So we still dealing with those Hiroshimas, and, you know what I'm saying? Generations who had to raise, you know, great grandchildren and grandchildren. You know what I'm saying? The Kardashian, the whole dynamic of how, you know, not only men and women and children, but families are viewed, and the whole politics of it, you know, can't be told in words, real talk. So it was long for you to be able to have your New Year's as well, no doubt about it. I got to shout my brother Carnell, the barbershop. He been doing. He did a relatively speaking, he's a young brother. The barbershop. He just did a put up an event, a New Year's party. I think at Bricks. I mentioned the Players Ball. I missed the Players Ball. They had with Bishop Juan. I was in town. I sent word to him. I was going to visit people in the hospital. It was crazy, but they had that at Bridge, and also his brother Carnell. He's not a young brother. Carnell, he's a younger brother than me, so I just say younger brother. They had a party at Bridge later. That's not easy feat to pull off. Simple things that we took for granted during our generation. Just having a party was no big thing. It's like a leap for these cats being able to have a successful party. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got killed. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? All this, you know what I'm saying, these dynamics need to be acknowledged. I'm going to shout him out for that. I've seen some of the pictures that they had, the party had. I'm going to shout him out. I'm moving back in town January 6th. Friday in time enough. I got word Benny Siegel's going to be performing, and I think I'm going to get my nephew, Calvin Peace, will be performing there also. Frankie Robinson, she's going to be hosting. I want to get the get there to touch down with Brother Benny Siegel, man. You know, it's ironic when he's performing at, I think, at the Promontory in Hyde Park. And I remember tracking down that CD he did with the What's Your Life Like. And those who not heard that song, pull it up. Devontae, you, I know you, Benny Siegel gonna be in town. The song he did, What's Your Life Like, talking about the prison life. You know, I know me, you, the man Jose, I know a few of us in particular can relate to that piece though. Talking about the insides of the jail dynamic. You know, he's gonna be Benny Siegel. I'll pull it up. What's Your Life Like? Matter of fact, the comrade, we can pull it up before we get up the show. I want to play that song. Because Benny Siegel gonna be in town this January 6th. It's Friday. I hope I'm back in town in time to touch down with him, you know. Africa, occupied Tanzania. Y'all, I don't know if you've seen the footage with these youngsters, young brothers, just attempted to swim in the swimming pool. And these adult white men, pull it up, adult white men. I mean, cigarettes dangling from their mouths, you know, throwing them out, you know, trying to pull out the pool. Shout out to the young brothers, they held their ground. They held their ground, you know, they held their ground. But the contradictions of the fact we're talking about in Africa, we're talking about occupied Tanzania. Basically, you had the I'm gonna call you, meet you up, Ms. Longstreet. I gotta have a WhatsApp. I'm not in the country right now. I'm hit you. I need a WhatsApp. Hit you up. The arrogance. I mean, the fact that that we're talking about Africa. We're talking about, like, literally. And these young brothers, you know what I'm saying, was attacked in the swimming pool. You know, so this it was a case of an athlete over there. And so you hear words like Africa. And a lot of people had the Tarzan images, so on and so forth. But it's still, you can't go to extremes. You can't romanticize the situation in Africa, nor you can't just dismiss some present-day contradictions. The resource, the oil, the copper, you know, continues to be ripped up from it. I know in occupied Tanzania, South Africa, people, you know, former President Mandela, and they had this image, everything is free, so on and so forth. Yeah, man, consistent contradictions. I mean, again, look at the images of these young brothers attempting to swim in the swimming pool and what happened to them, what occurred to them, happened to them recently within the last 2 weeks. So we're going to be trying to touch down some forces over there. And spirit of internationalism, yeah, spirit of internationalism, making that connection, how we can, you know, aid, because we just, you know, I was over there last year for the People's Ball. We have to be in Ghana. We talking about doing some big things back home in Africa, and we keep y'all posted. We're gonna get back over that way. So you know what I'm saying? So y'all stay abreast on how, you know what I'm saying? Because again, I know that the Tarzan movies are done a lot of propaganda on it. And check out this brother JoJo Capone. He's just over there. Might still be over there, and you can see that, you know, there's some of the present day stuff that's happening, but. And also on the president importance, cases happened recently, like 2 weeks ago, in occupied Tanzania, South Africa, where the young brothers was attacked by these adult white men, cigarettes hanging from their mouths, trying to throw them out of the swimming pool in Africa. Yeah, yeah. So this just happened. So, you know, since we're working on getting back over that way, you know, so follow up on the People's Ball we had last year. Brazil is actually is in Canada, with the last largest chapter for a minute of the Black Panther Party Cubs. We have for a minute on leadership of Chairwoman, Deputy Chairwoman Suchetti. We did a lot of issues in Brazil, Sao Paulo in particular, and what is known as the favelas and the quilombos. Quilombos are the marooned islands. People, you know what I'm saying, with those who escaped from the plantation would go, you know what I'm saying, and set up shop. And you hear, probably in Jamaica, you hear about Nanny of the Maroons, one of the phenomenal Maroons. And some places were so isolated, such as in Brazil, some of the Quilombos, that a lot of our people there didn't even know that chattel slavery had been made illegal until like 1986, 85. In other words, that's how they were on their own. Obviously, how are we going to make it on our own? These are communities of people that, you know, set up shop, detached away from, you know, from the plantations. You know what I'm saying? And also, Brazil is the largest concentration of black people, of African people outside of Africa, throughout the diaspora. Again, the largest country of black people, you know what I'm saying, outside of Africa, throughout the world. And these were some of the, they refer to the seeding periods. Y'all forgive me, these mosquitoes that tore me up over here, man. Man, you came to see them, so they, you know, bit me up. But that's so we're going to talk about those contradictions. And y'all, the hipsters, that we don't deal in absolutes, don't romanticize what's happening in Africa, place. But again, you know, I mean, wherever we go, you know what I'm saying, black people, in particular, are treated as Rodney Dangerfield of our race. So we're talking about the homeland of Africa. What else? Again, again, people's ball was phenomenal. And we ain't through celebrating. I know people said, man, you going to Chicago. We getting back there. We getting that grill. We getting it in, y'all. We going to follow up on that. The best, Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett. Well, I had the opportunity to meet two months back, I believe, at the premiere. Wakanda Forever, Marvel Comics of Black Panther. When I first met, let me preface with this. I like this term of comedian Richard Pryor says he's a peopleologist. And let me know if y'all can hear me clearly on Facebook. I don't know if it's going in and out, or now I go to Instagram or go to YouTube. I'm trying to block that light from coming in too, so don't be right in your face. When I first was approached Angela Bassett, the brother introduced to this is Chairman Fred Hampton. Angela Bassett immediately stopped. This is not an after party, but a premiere for the movie Wakanda Forever. She's a main actress, a main in the movie. She stopped what she was doing. She said, "Whoa, wait a minute." She called her children, son and daughter. She said, "Come." She said, "You must know who this is." She said, "You must know who this is." She brought her son, and I'm pressing that, her son and her daughter. And she told him, you know, said, you can see, you know, sometimes you talk to people, you talk to children. They be there but not be there. They're like, okay, I'm going to go through the routine. You can see the intensity of, I mean, actually acknowledging, hearing, and listening to what she was saying. Then, several minutes later, you know, when I met Courtney B. Vance, another phenomenal actor, you know what I'm saying, who the husband of Angela Bassett, also, you know, father of the children. And I tell my Kevin Fred Hampton Jr., he grabbed my hand with such an embrace. And he said, "No, you're not." I said, "I'm Chairman Fred Hampton." His security was trying to usher him out. He wouldn't. He was holding my hand. He said, "No, you're not." "Yes, I am." And you know, I'm not saying it subjectively. Like, okay, just, you know, that impacted me. I think back when I met Charles Dutton, an actor who I respect. In fact, Charles Dutton had done 10 years in Baltimore's prison. Charles Dutton, I met him at the Sabu Museum, and Charles Dutton had said to me, "I met Chairman Fred at around the same location. You met your father in around the same location." And they, you know, and it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes. At a time and era, you know, the whole dynamic with children, and the reason why we're talking about the Courtney B. Vance as the best in particular is because there was another what they call these challenges. Every other week, you know, you hear like these different, which really, you know, everything's political, including social media. You know, they acknowledge that TikTok was created in China. And you would, and people negate your race, geography. In other words, you apply to get a cell phone that's taken into account your zip code. You know, how budgets are allocated for schools. You go and look at the budgets for park districts and, you know, south side of Chicago. You go look at budgets for other places. You see north side of Chicago. You see the money that may be allocated for one roll of toilet tissue. And you can see that, you know, that is way outweighed. That same amount for one roll of toilet tissue, say, up north to some school in Inglewood or North Lawndale. And it's going on the resources and how it's viewed, you know, what it was allocated. And it's the trickle-down impact. So we're not all this attempt to dismiss race and dismiss class. You know, and Chicago in particular, which is noted for having the most compounded, concentrated areas of poverty, like generational poverty. Well, you know, so you can trace it, you know, so it's not no, like you're there, you might even leave a particular area that you are at. So this particular history, like, you know, TikTok and Instagram, so it's not just some thing that is willy-nilly. Like, you know, like you say, like, we talk about football, we talk about food, you have to, the origins of it, the birth of it. And this whole thing with TikTok, with even Kanye West talks about how his daughter is impacted as children. I mean, the attention span, you know, like people say, well, these children's attention span not what it used to be. It's not just by happenstance. I guarantee you'll be hard pressed to get a child to sit down and watch a full length movie. You know what I'm saying? Like they got to hit, intentionally hit them, bam, 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 quick, stick and move. And they have these challenges, whether it be the iceberg challenges, whatever, trivial stuff. But you go look in China, you see the children on TikTok and Instagram. It's stuff that's it's dynamics that impact their community. Like, how do you build this? How do you tweak this technology? How do you create this? Real deal, you know, not no simple Rubik's Cube game type of games playing. And tantalizing the brain, see how can your skills be beneficial to you and your respective community. As opposed to you turn on the Instagram or social media or Snapchat, you know what I'm saying, in the black community and oppressed communities in general. Naked men, naked women, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's constantly, you know, and it's not some sort of morality that we're speaking about this from, you know, but the deal is politically, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to... The images, you know what I'm saying, the distractions, like even that movie, The Matrix, the guy was talking, you say, like the magician, the lady walked past, and so you turn your eyes away, you know what I'm saying, you're not focused, they pull something over you. You look at the trivial links that, you know, that our children, our adults, are bombarded with, you know, and this latest challenge is put out. They have these white children in particular saying, approach your parents and tell them that their favorite actor or actress has suddenly died. And you record their response. So you take, now this is a joke to some people. Parents, like it's a joke. Even comedians used to make jokes about, you go to the store with black parents as opposed to white parents, and how, you know, just the body language alone with black, you know, and tell your child, okay, get back in line. You know, it's make jokes about how, you know, the Ricky Schroeders or the privileged kids can make, you know, tell their mother, no, I want this, and tell them what to do. You know, and how it's reinforced by society. You see, in these privileged, subjective children are raised up to a point that the world adjusts to whatever they want, and. So you're right. So, in like many situations, whatever is set up, back to point man Jose pointed out earlier about the Kardashians. Once they said it's thrown out there, and the race question or the concept is not even thrown up there. Just for example, you know, you go back and look at the origins of how, you know what I'm saying, how the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian, and particular the Kardashians, how you got thrust to be a phenomenon. This was something that, I mean, it's about the sex tapes. You know, so this is the key to the door, her, Ray J, the sex tapes. And you've seen other people, other communities are saying, well, if she can make it this way, I can make it this way. And what comes to mind, even the case of the daughter of Larry Fishburne, acclaimed actor, The Matrix, Cornbread, Earl and Me, hit after hit. Well, his daughter had negated the race question. Well, she thought she could do the sex tape and become same as the Kardashians. And you see, no, it didn't go that way. It didn't follow up that way. And that's the dynamic of the acknowledge. So fast forward to this case with this challenge about these children. So you're seeing this young brother, who I got, again, I have love and respect for, as well as his sister. You know what I'm saying? This is not no attack on him. In fact, I'm commended. I'm commended the way that the children, according to B. Vance, as an ambassador, the way that they dealt with it. I mean, we all have contradictions. And I tell you, again, it's, the terms are important. This is a couple that happens to be in Hollywood. Not the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, not the Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, not the Hollywood couple. They're coming in with some basis of who they are prior to dealing with this industry. You know what I'm saying? Not to be molded into whatever or manufactured to whatever the machine, whatever movie's coming out this week popular. So when their son, and I'm struggling, I'm getting clarity, make sure I'm even saying, not her son, but their son. So I tell you, be subjective, you don't even say certain terms. When their son, when he engaged in it, when he said something to his mother and father, that Michael B. Jordan, the actor who they know personally, that he had died and recorded the response, and then like I said, not the white children, it was like a joke, you know what I'm saying? And some communities can afford to play games with different dynamics. Less than 24 hours, you've seen the addressing that contradiction. In other words, came the son saying, no, I was out of order for that. You know what I'm saying? Self-critical. He just said, apologies to his family, to the family of Michael B. Jordan, so on and so forth. And not to put them on, it's not attacking. So people say, oh, well, is it bad parents? Whatever. See, I have an issue when people say, oh, this, well, it starts in the household. So the reality is we are all impacted by the media, the social media, the music we hear. Myself growing up as a child, I remember, you know what I'm saying, my first smoke on a cigar with the window rolled, I'm thinking about, Rakim, you know what I'm saying, and I was fortunate to do the Fall Leader song, you know what I'm saying. Later on, the connection with, coming out there, Fidel Castro coming out there, let's just take a bar with a cigar. And then let's also see the picture of Chairman Prince as a child, as a youngster, he had a cigar. It really impacted me, though. But you are impacted by different images, you know what I'm saying? And the way they dealt with that, I would just say, Clint's good salute, you know what I'm saying? But we can't come in subjective, it's just upon the family, of the community, what's popular. And this is a hell of a time. I sympathize for upcoming generation whose first assessment of men and women, of family, is this media. Not just media, what's put out the examples. You know, we even see the dialogue now, you know, even with this verdict in this case, Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion, and the type of reactionary rhetoric that's being thrown away, you know, thrown out there. Feel free, y'all, to call me up, you know, to tap me in, call, you know, your thoughts or whatever. And I sympathize if that's your frame of reference of an example, if you want to even engage in a gender war, that's your only frame of reference of black men and black women. I'm not being sarcastic. I literally sympathize with people, you know what I'm saying, who they have to relegate, you know what I'm saying, their frame of reference too. So we here live on Free Market Radio. Again, y'all feel free to tap in. Cub in. What's your thoughts on this here? We also talking about the 2022 year in review. You might want to call and say, man, you lost, unfortunately, it was your cousin, someone in your family that you want to shut up for 2022. That's what we're doing here today, y'all. Live and direct. I'm not here in the country. Trevor going to get back there ASAP. 929-477-3785 and press 1. So, Conrad, do we have any callers in queue?
Grandma, brother, chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Grandma. So we're talking about things, so your thoughts on that, you know. I was even assessing and hearing the response about how people even – and you remember 3 weeks ago, in regards to the case in Atlanta, Georgia, another case in Atlanta, YSL case, and just how initial calls were, like many times people call and they talk about issues in our community, devoid or detached from political assessment. And some people actually tell you, I don't talk about that. I don't want to hear about the politics. And it's comical and it's criminal. It's comical and it's criminal. It's criminal because the fact that any black people, any oppressed people that attempt to talk about anything like me, whether it be sports, whether it be entertainment, whether it be relationships, negating the politics is like talking about somebody in Nazi Germany without mentioning the gas chamber. Just like I said, well, I don't want to talk about the gas chamber. I just want to talk about what happened in Nazi Germany. I don't want to address the gas chamber. I don't want to have no issue about that. I don't want to bring the gas chamber in. This is a reality. Forgive me for the, someone help me out, brother's name, playing for the Bills. His brother who just suffered the injury. And I'm saying, forgive me, because I look back in my life, I've always had a detachment, even with the sports, you know what I'm saying? I would see how I was utilized in our community. I definitely some manhood. I would see how many parents, you know what I'm saying, well, my child going to be this and that, you know, and how, you know, even inside the prisons, how they would use it, like, you know, when the Super Bowl is on, it would put certain bonds together between oppressor and oppressed. And, you know, and also how they ruling, how they use it, similar to the days of Rome, how Rome would have a policy entitled Increase the Games. Where Rome would send out their sentries to go conquer other lands, and they would say, we're going to be depleted of soldiers. And the oppressed, the subjects may attempt to rise up. And Caesar or what have you, so well, increase the games. In other words, entertain them more. Entertain them more. So speaking of which, there's a case. DeMar Hamilton. Our prayers go with this young brother. He comes through. He's about 24 years old and played for the Bills. And this brother suffered a tense injury. And one thing that has come out of this, choose America, so if you're not parents by the child, death or death. Let me ride with you on that. Little Crosby. That's right on. That's that point, that contradiction. What that's something, one in ten, that's what we know about. 10 black children in America are separated from their parents by the child. See, this Department of Children and Family Services, or whatever you want, Atlanta, different with the terms they use, this is not just some willy-nilly dynamic. The politics of this, is part of, I'm like, the movie Born Identity. They talked about how law enforcement agencies would use orphanages as recruiting camps for different intelligence agencies. And you look how, you said, the attack is like similar to like the poachers would come through parts of Africa. They would kill a gorilla, and they'll say, and the poachers would be a feeding ground for these newborn or these baby gorillas to not receive the milk from the breastplate of the gorilla, but to receive that poacher's milk, and that baby, that's baby was subjected. Who has not had any outside, who's been in the sack, who has not had any outside interaction. And that first contact, again, your first contact to be connected to the same poacher that took out your parents. So it's strategic. It's strategic. Well, Skip Bayless, who, a lot of people have been talking about, you know, Shannon Sharp to be on the show. And a lot of people just think it's just entertainment. Well, I mean, they actually tell you their feelings. You can see the cold. I don't want to seem to trivialize this, but the coldness, the callousness of these people who can even connect. You go back and look at these people who the music industry, the movie industry, in fact, it's a case right now with 70-some-year-old man and woman are suing Hollywood how they played Romeo and Juliet back in the late 60s and the actual activities they were forced to engage in. How they're suing them. See, white communities come to say, man, it's bogus. It's kind of like this guy's name in Detroit. White guy's name, did a movie on him. This is a white dude's name in Detroit. White Catholic, white. Somebody helped me out, Detroit, involved in the drug trade. he's got out of jail. He's suing the police department and other law enforcement agencies, because talking about how they forcing to sell drugs for them. White boys, something in Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. Can't remember this guy's name. It's a movie that came out on the recently though. Now he's 14 years old, acknowledging this, talking about this here. If you could, he's around the same time. White boy Rick. This is the same time era, same era. In fact, he mentioned in the movie BML. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, I'm gonna come around Freedom Mall. I know it's been a while since you touched down. We talked about that. I'm coming back that way soon. We gonna keep on the people's ball. Now, Ruben said love, respect. Right on. White boy Rick, yeah. And you very rarely hear it acknowledged in our community how these children are in adults forced into the drug economy, forced into the athletic field. You know, so you go back and look at the history in Pennsylvania and all that. How this guy, help me out again, this coach who got convicted in Pennsylvania for the pedophilia, but how he scientifically took how he studied the bone structures of the different guys recruited. This guy's name, Pennsylvania. His son, it was like a science. It was a science. You know what I'm saying? And we, Sandusky. And we have subjective assessments like, oh, a pervert, and this a pervert. This is deeper than that. This is a politic in this here. This is a, and we see at the end of the day, these phenomenal football players. This guy had a whole science on bone structure. How he molested him, who he molested, all the Sandusky, you know. And you look at this whole, you look at the response of Skip Bayless. I'm talking, it wasn't, and I tell you, you call, oh man, they don't like us. Don't flatter yourself. It's not even that much energy. You even when Shannon Sharp came back on the show today, and Shannon Sharp, who was talking about the contradiction idea, some of the other people, when we get assessments, whether it be yay or whatever, it's still assessment about to be from a subjective. The reason why the reason why I present the problem is it wasn't from a subjective point of view. So it provided it. It laid out an objective analysis. Again, an objective analysis. Now, with Shannon Sharp, we could take the information, but it's upon the vanguard to provide a summation. Most people can see something wrong with a contradiction when. What happens to who? Me or I? You've seen Shannon Sharp saying the reason why he didn't come on the show yesterday triggered something with him. It triggered something with his brother. You know what I'm saying? His brother being injured. And we'll take that. It's kind of similar to like a NBA player, basketball player, who checked the coach, played for New York. The coach is just saying something. Don't hear me out now. The coach, he played for New York, and the coach is notorious, like a lot of these coaches, and he checked them. When that name come up, y'all hear me out. Hear me out. The name, Sprewell. In fact, Sprewell. You feel what I'm saying? He checked them. Shannon Sharp talked about how he couldn't even come. That triggers, he couldn't even do the show. And you can look at the picture when he came on. He finally came and said, he couldn't even explain to him. He couldn't even explain to Skip Bay. You can see the cold, and Skip Bay couldn't even relate to what he was saying. I don't even watch football. You can see, people all over, the connection to this young brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, hold on. I think it's supposed to have a cardiac arrest or something. So 24 years old. Skip Bayless's position was, hey, man, the game got to go on. Skip Bayless is cut from a cloth of Caesar sitting up in that motherfucking Coliseum. And you in the back, the lion throwing your arm up, you forced to fight against your biological brother. You know what I'm saying? You've been castrated. You're a eunuch. So you got testosterone stuck up inside you. You don't know how to release. They tell you, and you let out. And you say, you go out there, you got to kill him. You say, or you're going to get killed. And you would say, and you go out there, you trip about this lion and chew up your arm, and season them, they throwing the, a man dead off of his head. Next, you better be in a cow at the slaughter hall, slaughter day. They don't say they got the markets to go to. You say, hey man, I'm tripping this cow for to get birth. Matter of fact, we ain't go that far. On the plantations. With Master and his wife, let me reiterate that. It's a book I want y'all to get check out too, called The White Women Slave Owner. Yeah, oh, this is a joint venture, yeah. See, they say, so this gender war, they got motherfuckers out here going engaged in it, or you get through bumping. No, this shit ain't no blue coats and gray coats. Ain't no motherfucking real Democrats, Republicans. United motherfucking agenda in this motherfucker. Yeah, they all that shit. How they not, you better, the Clintons ain't tripping on how you pissing. Yeah, quote me on that. The Clintons weren't tripping on how they pissing. In other words, whether you're standing up pissing or sitting on the toilet, they had a common agenda. I'm going to put that down myself. The Clintons got a common agenda. They not tripping on how they was pissing. Sitting up or standing up or sitting down, they move this motherfucking agenda forward. They going to get you on a plantation. Why this black man ain't shit, black woman ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So, Skip Bayless, cause come from that cloth. It's not he being mean. So you try to appeal to their morality, explain to him about this through the door. His first contact with his young brother is this person up on and draw an underwear. Does it be auctioned off to which team? Which team you gonna go on? You know what I'm saying? All the baby pictures that you know about it. You seen this? Your empathy for this brother. See somebody come up out of this jungle that we call the hood. You get some resources. You relate to him. You try to explain this to this cold, callous motherfucker, Skip Bayless. You Clive Davis. All this who's put in the position the right to be the author to speak on the legacy. Of Whitney Houston, the same Clyde Davis, like a plantation owner, you know, to tell you out his mouth. With Sissy Houston, the mother, you know what I'm saying? All this, get a famous profile when she's background dancer for Elvis Presley. I mean, running out. Same, you know, so the movie, Kevin Costner, who's also political, who's speaking at the funeral of Whitney Houston, the black man who dealt with her, you know, she can't even come in a funeral. How they treat them at the funeral. You know what I'm saying? So this is the politics of it. So it's not just, you wonder why, was fair to us, directly, indirectly. You did? When they used to, up to my man, they say she dead at the hotel. And Clive Davis' position is what? Man, run this, man, let the show got to go on. Continue. Keep moving it. Keep moving it. That's the nature of imperialism. I put up a cup. That's the code of capitalism. And it's not on the slave ships. Man, you go look at them. Go look at the Good Bad Uncle Tom. The baby come out. They, man, birth another one. Menstrual cycles, all that. Man, run another one. Breed them. This is the nature of capitalism. This is the underbelly. This is what we see in the masses. And a lot of us see this whole thing about this beautiful image of, oh, they made it. They got so much money. This is the guts of it. This is the chitlins of this shit. You dig? Most times you get to see the NFL, the beauty scenes, all that, at the end of the motherfucking day. You start seeing the side of Sausage Factory. It's not a pretty picture, but it was terrible. What's fine about this era of time is, though, you have individuals such as Skip Bayless, who don't matter. You've seen Shannon Sharpe, he kept on trying to feel, he really was trying to, he's like, man, really, can you relate to my brother? Can you relate to me? I'm with you every day. And you'll say, and ain't no bigger pimp than imperialism. Ain't no bigger pimp than imperialism. It's like the lady who put Goldie the Mac on. She can't say, I walk through the Goldie Mac. He say he don't get no fuck. That's the nature of imperialism. If Skip Bayless was in a position to do it himself, he would go. He would tell himself, "Get your." He would score his damn self. He would give a fuck if his daughters on that football field for having a heart attack. So, All this, cause you tap into these mother, like you tap into people, you trying to, they say you can't get blood out of a turnip, but they say the whole dynamics of it. You live in the record frame on radio, y'all. Y'all call in with us now, 294-777-3785. Real talk, press want to get in. No callers in queue?
Grandma, Brother Chairman, no calls in queue. Calls if you'd like to come to queue, please press more. Grandma.
Y'all, right on. So you're right. Y'all let us know if any subject matter you want to touch on in particular or while we're here, too. A review of 2022. Anything you want to pop up, just type it in. Let it be known. And count down the cup now. Oh, yeah, a little more time than I thought. Year review might close out a little early, but I just want to touch down with y'all. A few things about chess. You know why we're here. I hope I'm back in at time. You know, that's 6 Friday night. It's, Oh, that's how, I did shout them cats out 85 South, man. Shout them out, yeah. Yeah, man. Phenomenal cats, man. Thank you all. Thank you all for the birthday greetings. Thank you all for the support. Thank you all. Those who have not sent, y'all can make sure y'all on any birthday donations also can be sent to Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr., at gmail.com via PayPal. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal, and also dollars, whatever you're saying, noted to the campaign Save the Hampton House at Cash App, $ Save the Hampton House. And also, on a personal note, cigars can be sent to care of Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., but you know, Richard Hampton House, cigars, and frankincense and myrrh oil. That's my thing, though, man. Yeah. Again, it was a phenomenal birthday party, y'all. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. So we're going to continue to make history, take history, and take history, y'all. That's what it is. Now, before we close out on this, I'll make sure I'll miss no points. I know we have talked, we did last week's show. I think we touched on a number of things, y'all. I really want to touch on that. Verdict response, Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion. I want to touch on this, you know what I'm saying? Just even this quote unquote gender war, you know what I'm saying? And I was looking at some of the comments and the emotions, and I said, this generation, you can see the energy similar to when I remember back with us when the O.J. Simpson verdict that came down, the race contradiction. I remember I was in Galesburg Prison. And you could see them guards on toward this. Oh, I mean, just they was locked down, lock them up. You know, it was blatant. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we already fight for political analysis, but the race contradiction was blatant. You could just see even now. I mean, I know it's like certain questions even come up. Like you know, no one even talks about Tory Lanez said, you know, he was drunk. Well, I question. What did you drink at the Kardashian house? It never comes up. They just at the Kardashian house. See, you can't tell me the Stones was playing with just up in the side and shooting each other in the 60s. Wait a minute. Hold on. What about that bill? What about the Woodlawn Experiment? University of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Sears Roebuck. See, these are principal contradictions that's lacking. They'll send it to me. It never comes. Quote me on it. Chairman Fred said, that's the question Chairman Fred want to know. Why, Chairman Fred, the question is, why hasn't it come up? Why did they just left the Kardashians out? All these character witnesses you hear, why they ain't been brought up? And then so what they were, Cocktail or Mickey. I'm like, man, every chance when I leave them, Lamar Odom, if these people got more hits than a motherfucking Babe Ruth in a baseball game, man, if they touch, real talk. The young lady that do Paul Smoke, the young lady in the house, it's like right, it's like, man, the contradiction is just so, it's like, you talking about Rwanda, Man, you heard what the Hutus and Tutsis killing each other? Damn, what happened to the Belgium and the French? The one, who brought the knives over there? Who controlled the who shot the plane down? So I'm saying, man, these type of contradictions, man, let's hold them up aside. Real talk. Real talk. Yes, Nick, man, no doubt about it. Yeah. Yeah. Wayne Williams, Atlanta, man. Oh, yeah. Hell of a place, man. Hell of a history. Real talk. And any day you be like, man, who done all this? Their hands leave clean. A Kardashian's hands gonna leave history. Their history tell it. Man, gonna leave white driven story. They came in. Ain't gonna man. You gonna be like, who connected Kanye West to the damn the trainer? Who? What gave it to trainer the kahunas, the audacity to tell him, I can make you see your children again, and I'll pump you up with so much medication, you wouldn't know where you would be. You'd be just straight jacket forever in the mental health. Who is, man, Lamar Odom, who, man, who you was with, who could, man, oh, man, it's writing on the wall, man. Black man ain't got a chance. Bruce Jenner, shit. Hey, everyone's still spinning in circles. Hey, no one's going on. What type of lobotomy's going on in that motherfucking lab? Shit. Real talk. There's a Benny Siegel going to be in Chicago. I might send a couple of our forces. I might not be up there. Comrade Dad, I don't know if you're going to be on deck. I'll touch down Ben Siegel. I want you to tell this story. Where he's going to be performing at is actually kind of ironic because I was tracking down his CD. And Mother Comrade would go try to get them down. Beth, she's saying, when I just get home, I may just come home. I know she that CD in the Ghetto Boys CD, and we got it over there in the same area. And what's your life like? Yeah. Can you pull it? Can you pull it up, Ben Siegel? Do we have that?
It's already on deck,
yeah. Yeah, we already in sync. What you thought? I remember this source. I'm touched down. If I miss them, I was the man. And it's ironic he performed when that CD came. I want y'all to hear this piece. I'm going to give me another cup of coffee. Hear this piece by Benny Siegel, y'all. This is Benny Siegel. What's your life like, man? Listen closely to this piece, man. Listen closely to it. Tell Benny Siegel, Chairman Fred, if he's going to the studio.
Payback's a motherfucker and he won't blow it. What you know about them four letters. Not the kind you write, or the kind you sit down and type. Sign at the margin, get it right. I'm talking about that real time life like Eddie and Martin. To my niggas that's up the fort, when I get there, fuck a pack, hand me a log and a push rod tallest sword. So when I hit these niggas up, they can't call a dog. Tell me what your life like.
Shit,
mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like.
Shit,
mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like.
Shit,
mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like.
Nigga, mine's real. Everything signed. What you know about solitary? Locked down, no commissary. And you wild already, and you just seen your mom get buried. You got drums coming in all kinds of flurries. What you know about the towel on your cell when you alone at night? Or a jailhouse hunger strike? Or you sitting in your cell and disowned one night? And you think, damn, I'm never coming home one night. You got 5 years in, never been flown a kite. You hearing grown men moan at night. They got you stuck in the can. White man got you fucking your hand. Your wife on land fucking your man. What you know about no parole? Life in the hole, life's told. You be eating them swags. Guards on a night shift, they be beating you bad. The hardest nigga turn bitch, be sleeping with fags. What you know about getting and shipping balloons? Keep switching positions in the visiting room. Gotta take X-flats, hope you get it in time. Gotta shit in your palm just to get the rhyme. And you talking about your life is this, your life is that. Your life ain't shit, your life is whack. Man, you listening to the realest nigga. Close your eyes, motherfuckers. Tell me you don't feel this nigga. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Nigga, what your life like? Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Like,
mine's like real. Like, mine's real. Like.
Mandatory listening is Benny Siegel, y'all. This week he gonna be at the Promontory. I'm trying to get back in before he get out. Hey, Frankie Robinson gonna be hosting. Throw a slug at him. I don't know if you can carry the ball, not nephew, man. Make sure we get word to Benny Siegel, man. Make sure we get word to him, say, man. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. sent a request before he performed that song, man. You know, I know we send love and respect to him, but to this song, if he could take a moment of silence and just, you know, just a fist up. For the Mumia Abu Jamal, the C numbers. Now, Jim Lalameen, Dr. Otula Shakur. Brian Smith, Orlando Wally, Nicholas Leeds. Your cousin, Shorty's at the Juvenile Detention Center down there, Levin Hamilton. The women in Logan, that's a long list, so he ain't got to run all of them down. Y'all just get word to him tonight, you know what I'm saying? I want that recorded. Somebody get, you know what I'm saying, get that recorded. That if he just can just say free them all up there, and the community, everybody else, y'all, the people shot those, you know, saying those names out, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to, if he in town the next day, I'm going to make sure I connect up with him, you know what I'm saying, let him know that, yeah. Yes, indeed. I know you would, and I appreciate it. I know you would, but come around, man. This is the type of art, type of, you know, so we got to, man, everything political, we got to tie this in. Not just in that political stuff. I mean, it hurts being oppressed. we gotta lay it out, you know. And I'm gonna grab Baghdad. When God showed them pictures of them prisoners stripped naked on top of each other with dogs at their private parts. Asking the prison, why y'all didn't talk about this? Some prisoners say we did. We filed grievance with somebody listened to us. Some prisoners say it was so embarrassing we won't talk about it. Prisoners in California, I subconsciously sometimes go the other way. Lie to myself. Well, man, Weston, I go get quick going out Weston. Yeah, I don't be lying to myself. I guess I do. I say, well, I'm going by Chairman Deborah Johnson's crib, you know, so stop it that way. But also, in addition, that twist in California, it put a stain in my brain, a mark in my heart, you know. It's still left, you know, but we cannot forget those who held captive, man. On that song, again, man, I'm going to give word to him, that, you know what I'm saying, I'm pushing to get that, you know, man, before he get out, man, really pushing to make it happen. What's your life like, man? Just, yeah, tell Chef Prince to me, he's going to remake that piece, man. Straight up. Remake that piece. So we get that, man. And get a screenshot, you know. I'll be telling you all these different artists and say, don't be just on no hanging out. These are political moves, y'all. These are political moves. Strategic strikes. You know what I'm saying? We coming at you through the barber shop, the beauty shop, the pool halls, the club, the mosque, the church, and all that, man. And you know this, we just don't talk about that now. Let's wait till No. This is going to be intertwined. Every man, at the birthday party, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, man, tie this in. The pastor, Dick, any announcement this week? Yeah. Ain't no water stay there, huh? We talking about Ecclesiastes and Book of Genesis. Oh, this shit. I'm tied in the Book of Job, all everything in. The mosque, everything was going down. We're going to tell people, y'all, again, what's your life like? That's right, comrade. The Black Panther Party code of culture, man. There are too many of us in Sing Sing for some cats to be talking about some bling. Too many of us in Sing Sing for some cats to be talking about some bling, y'all. Real talk. So, comrade, no callers in queue?
You free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
I don't know. Miss y'all one. I want y'all to hear. Real monster, comrade. Miss y'all check it out. Miss y'all. Love y'all. The revolution, love, respect, appreciate. I'm honored to serve the people, man. Real talk. And hopefully they celebrate. No, we're going to take. We're gonna get in again. We're in that grill. We'll get some more moves in. Yeah, I just seen a couple of other cars. But when I first heard this, when it came out, and I remember. Two things, I look like Ghetto Boys and something up with that, with your life like that, too. That down memory lane. Yes, indeed. Yeah, Doc. I look here. Yeah. You feel that shit, man. Real talk. And just to be able to, so it's embarrassment, oppression. Like, I'm trying to jive ourselves. And you keep going past it. But you, next thing you know, it's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the generation after generation, you're like, where this come from? You know? There's, you know what I'm saying? Man, I remember as a youngster, you know, we would see cats, you know, when they get back out, they had them shirts on, the different juvenile detentions, Audi homes, they would have, like, the St. Charles, they had the animals on, it's like tigers, and we would just see the animal cats come on, they got a little cut, they got swole, got some muscles on them, you know. And, you know, I remember going down to county jail and do visitation. And too young to get in. I forgot who it was. One brother, I'm going down there on a bus with his baby. It's his child's mother. And I'm just asking the questions and stuff, you know. How is it, that so on and so forth. You know, and it's one of the things that our community is deprived of like, I listen to other people talk, you know, like, something happened to animals. You're talking about the atrocities and how it impacts them, you know what I'm saying? Just even the detachment, you know what I'm saying? You know, not being, like, I was being informed the other day, what's the place, like, you know, like, drugs, everything is more open. My memory is tripping. What's the, Amsterdam. And you know, say, you know, prisoners, ministry people said prisoners are microcosms of the outside community. And they was telling me that in Amsterdam, even the prisoners, the prison system set up, where they bring a woman, they have conjugal, all the prisoners, they bring a woman, they have relationships for them. Like, you know, say, bring them in. And not just even, I think about how many, can you know these cases, people get, oh, they get out of the door 30 years. Oh, that's beautiful. That's so nice. And you start thinking, like, what age were these cats taken at? You know what I'm saying? What were they robbed of? You know what I'm saying? I mean, relationship. I was listening. We was out there doing the chopping up. One, I mean, relaying with some cats who grew up, and it's stuff just in the brain. Like, they told, like, you know, cats getting their ears pierced. And, you know, and I mean, I was telling this young bus, man, hold on, man. It was a big thing when I grew up on which ear you have pierced. But even how it was done. You know what I'm saying? With the needle, the thread, the tattoo, the ink, the cats grow up, they grow up, the relationships, you know what I'm saying, you know, going up there, that process, your heart broke, all that type of stuff, man. And you got generations that, I mean, they snatch up. And you get dogs, even at that stage, oh, man, you know, the puppy stage. You got to go through that. What you mean? You got to tear my shit. That comes with being a puppy. Him getting his teeth together. All that tan up the tools, the front, all that. You know, all that. Some people say, well, don't get you no puppy. Get you a grown dog. It's pros and cons of that. A person. A young male, young female, you know what I'm saying? Young child growing up, you know what I'm saying? These different, they grabbing these motherfuckers, man. Flood up to a bam, bankrolling them. Bankrolling them, flooding them. Put in positions, you know what I'm saying, man. They don't physically meet the need. They're not adults. Don't worry about it. We had enough Tupperware plastic to force in their motherfucking ass. They won't know. We do them up. Assembly line. Bring them in. We need more. Bring them in. Grab them. Pump them with some chemicals. You know what I'm saying. Get a what this girl? They should be talking about that age. Next. They got a 72 and 74-year-old man and woman suing Hollywood right now. Google it. These white people. They suing Hollywood for what they forced them to do when they was playing Romeo and Juliet in the movie. These actors. They talking about the impact on their life right now. They talking about how they have never had a successful relationship. 72 and 74 years old and doing a fucking Romeo and Juliet thing. You talking about the damage. Listen. Go look at that video where Cardi B is playing that song, Walk. Listen, watch when her daughter comes in, how she cut that shit off. Listen to when her daughter comes in. She almost broke up the male. She almost broke the male. She didn't want that baby to hear that toxic shit. Do we have a dawn on you? When you go through our, you ever seen the merchants, the shit they sell us in our community? Do you see their children, them Sam and Mike stores? Do you see their children? Do you ever see them bring their, do you ever see their children eat that shit? Go look at them. Do you ever see them even coming, even bring, I mean, you work in some place. You bring your family, it's a family environment. You know what I'm saying? Look at them TV shows. Why are you working for a motor company coming? Yes, oh, this is my daughter, this is my family. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, bring over, you know, that'll meet the CEOs, meet them, their family. You never see them bring their family to these stores. Never. You can imagine them feeding their children the shit they feed us that we forced to eat. These rappers, with all this bankroll, go Google what schools their children go to. Go study that shit. Go look at what schools these bumpers, let's go study that shit. Where their children going to? Go listen to the, they want to feed that man. That girl, Cardi B, almost broke them. Her daughter came in. She almost tore the damn phone up. Well, no way possible she wanted her here. And we pushing this shit. I'm self-critical. This shit getting pushed on us. getting pushed on us. You're not going to flatter us. We ain't making no decisions with this shit. You can't tell we turn the motherfucking thing on. Whatever radio says you want to. But it's embarrassing. It hurts that we're not calling shots of this shit. Let's just at least heighten the contradictions. Say, why is this shit? I mean, one or two days, okay, it's okay. Constantly. And motherfucker, what shit. Good enough for me, good should be good enough for you, man. What you guys just say? Well, don't worry about the date on the chips and don't trip on. Well, you eat it too then. Your family eat. Let's eat it together. Shit. Let's play this music that y'all playing. Let's all our children get together. Let's bring out your tune. We all play it together. It don't sound too good. It don't sound too good no more. See, it's kind of like in that movie. Lars Fishburne. Hoodlum. And it was a similar scene to that, and I'm thinking, Scarface. Not Scarface, the other one. But let's go Hoodlum. Let's go Hoodlum. Let's go there. Let's go Hoodlum. At the ice cream joint. He said, he told my man, come on, you made this motherfucker for me. Yeah, you take a taste of the ice cream. Do what he wanted. You made it. Dude say don't eat ice cream. Oh, you can't get out with it. I told the judge the judge told me the lawyer that I had is the best lawyer I could ever have. I said, oh, you didn't take him with you then. You feel that way about him? That's how you feel about it. Man, we get up and it stakes too high. In music and discussion, that's gonna be applicable to what the fuck we going through, man. Straight up, this shit bigger than bigger than beats. You motherfucker like no. What that motherfucker talking about? What that motherfucker saying? No. You don't say what it's saying. And how this motherfucker? This man, the arrogant. He had a post up with and the entitlement. You know what I'm saying? And the man, tell you how motherfuckers feel about a motherfucker, man. Real talk. And be clear. You can't pull principle into people, man. Go look at that thing with Shannon Sharp talking to Skip Bayless. It finally dawned on him. You can see it. He trying to talk to this group. Skip Bayless ain't can't, man, you better grab this motherfucking white pillow and try to explain this motherfucker. This dude is damn that maybe dead on the football field. And I'm trying to. You talking about the gang gonna go on? If you just imagine, you better explain to this motherfucking white pillow, big man. Skip Bayless, he talking about his brother almost died on the football field. Skip Bayless looking like I'm trying to figure out what part did you think that even knew you had a brother or even concerned you had a brother? Man, all that other stuff they go through, they ask you questions like you know your family. The job, they don't get no. That's all rep. It's not that they hate you. Capital. It's a cold hearted system, man. It's an agenda. That's what it's going at. You know what I'm saying, man? And Frederick Douglass said, "Power can see nothing without demand." Real talk. We'll close out with that song, Benny Siegel again, y'all. I'm make sure y'all touch down. We'll close that song. You've been to see it again. Y'all check it out. And go check out that Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless, he dead serious. He can't relate to nothing this dude's saying. Nothing. Wow. Thank you for the memory. Thank you for the memory, Mother Conrad. Okay, I was on lockdown. Okay, hold on. He was all locked up, you know. Wish y'all hear that story. Coming down the stairs, young brother blasting CD for y'all. Basically, say he what you like. I was locked up when I heard that piece. Real talk. And I told him, they make a joke about me. I mean, I came out of. They had me in intervals, like I would be like, they have me in isolation. And they let me out for a little while. And I would, they'd probably back in, bring me back to isolation. I mean, when I first got the one prison, 95, I was, what was my first summer? I'm going to be out in the prison. And probably, I'm going to be out in the population, you know. And as soon as people start throwing those mother prisoners, lock them down, put them back in isolation. And I mean, when I get out in one prison, maybe 98, 99, Menard, got a population. So I'm out in population, so they send me cassette tapes. I'm listening to the Ghetto Boys, Good, the Bad, the Ugly, which I never should have put some of the good come. Y'all know we see that every day on our intro on Free Mar Radio. I put some Conrad up on there. And that locking those something else. And I'm playing them something else. And I'm talking about, I said, y'all hear this? And they laughing at me, the other prisoners laughing at me. Chairman, that's been out about 3-4 years. I said, well, shit is new to me. I'm subjective now. I was like, well, I've been isolated for so long. I'm shit. They had me so tucked away so damn well. I'm just hearing something, so I'm catching up. And I heard that Witch of Life, like, I said, whoa, man. And that music, man, you never, just you isolated, man. It's one of the Stevie Wonder songs. I can't remember this song. I always play this song, too, because I had one cassette tape and how that song was on it. But to be able to hear others articulate what you're going through, man, I mean, even close to it, you know. And I remember that, man. I heard that What's Your Life Like. I said, whoa. I said, track that down. I remember writing a letter from prison. I told one of the guys, I said, as a picture, these are the boots I want when I get out. The magazine, the whole thing laid out in my mind. I just shouted you out, Carnell Brown, Free Them All. I said something about you earlier. Commend you, brother. I missed the thing the other night. Right on the events. I think you had a New Year's thing, another party. With your age range, this is y'all done it. I don't take that for granted to be able to do that again because I sympathize with people. Cause parties, and I mean, I know I'm talking about generation that we come up to. 75 to the plug us, download without the plug them. Just even have parties together without, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big thing. Like, so it's like, nobody got into or whatever. And I'm be coming through, man. Just, man, shout out, man. Keep, man. And I even go to the barbershop, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't get no, I'm going to chop it up, the atmosphere of that, man, you know. And this system is trying to set the stage. They set the stage. People say, I don't want to be, you hear people say openly now, I'm not being around nobody. I don't want to be, niggas ain't shit. Women ain't shit. They say niggas ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. And it's like, who you fuck? Just me. That's the other thing. Mother really be saying shit, fuck me. I don't fuck my damn self. You can't trust nobody. I mean, just even the social interaction with people, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I know it's fucked up out here, man. All we got is us, man. Real talk. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. We had a, I'm going to tell you this crazy story. At one of the events, the People's Ball, I'm self-critical because I got some calls. You're like, Chairman, what happened? You going live? And, you know, sometimes I got to cut that live off because, I had to, shit happens. You know, we got to deal with some situation, you know. And we had one place, you know, I'm in the airport in Atlanta. And the sister said to the work in the store, I was going to charge her. She said, man, your tone different. I said, I'm saying this so respectfully. I know it's different cultures, different places, you know what I'm saying? So I said, damn, it'd be cool if you know, when I move around. And we had the People's Ball and all. So we come in and the joint. So typically, man, you said Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? You know, big spinners, all that. So I'm sitting there, man, y'all even, all I drink is just, like a ginseng, like a Chinese natural drink, you know. So I'd imagine some cats coming in, they think it's a big spender. So she getting drinks to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Man, I ain't had a drink of nothing, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm my cigar. She drive right down past everybody else. And yeah, you know, with a tab for all these people, blah, blah. You run around getting throw up drinks to the people, you just are too, and then you go right down on me. I told him, let's see if we can work this, so let me get everybody together. The security, that this eunuch, he don't want to get this, you know, so next he's trying to make up. Hold on, watch your tone. Oh, you got me confused, homie. You got this confused. You got this ain't that, you know what I'm saying? Some business up here, homie. He got me confused. So we, you know, getting straight and addressing it, but the politics, again, I see some of the politically. We did some of the politically. But everything worked out, y'all. Everything worked out. Prayer for staying strong and keeping the fight alive. Real talk, I can't do what I do. I support the people, man. Real talk, I can't do it. Man, tell somebody to my brother, no happy belated birthday. I seen y'all over there. Happy belated birthday to y'all. To my man, I'm going to come get in with y'all, man. We gonna follow up, man. We love the people because we love you. Love the people, man. The words of Chairman Fred, man. Real talk, man. I need to talk a piece of love right back at you, man. Y'all listen, man, again, what your life like, man? Y'all keep them cases, y'all sisters, y'all brothers. You know, so matter of fact, I'm only putting another homework assignment out there. Did y'all get you with your life like, man? Correspond one person to one contact. Correspond with some particular prisoner, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping your minds and hearts, those sisters down in Logan, man. Those catching juvenile detention center, man. Keeping your hearts and minds. Orlando Wallies, man. Keeping your minds and hearts, man. Seat numbers, man. Keeping your minds and hearts. Nicholas Lees and y'all kind of those cats, man. That, you know what I'm saying? That's, even those who've been back on the street, you know what I'm saying? Jackie Wilson, I got a touchdown, you know, too. I can't believe me and made a touchdown yet, yeah, man. And the Wilson, y'all know that you touched the Wilson brothers, man. Can't believe I ain't touched down him yet. I'm just mad. So many others, man. Many others. You say you don't know what, man. Pull up on man's whole man. Pick him, man. Recent release political prison out of the school. Homie Abu Jamal, recent release political prison Sunday out of the cold. Stay cool on Digger, man. You know what I'm saying? Your mother, your brother, sister down the street. Those capital cats held captive in those concentration camps. That's right. Those concentration camps. Play with your life like for them, man. Got a counter for them. Send a correspondence to them. If you can, drop money order for them, man. Those guys out in the field. Don't know, man. No water, no soap, all that. Yeah, all that, man. All that. It was a brother who was at the event last week. Commissioner Brandon Johnson had a listening session there. I was just 2 weeks ago. And this young cat was talking about how he got a life sentence at 14. And he talking again to me down that road. Life. 14. Yeah. You know, he's 25, but while in the juvenile detention, while on that Roosevelt's road, Leavitt and Hamilton, seeing his grandmother come in to visit him. Talk about how you watch her to make sure she got out good. I mean, of course, he can't get out to make sure she got good. But I tell people, call me, let us know you got in good. They be like, champ, I'm good. That's human me. I was locked up doing this. Let us do this, you know what I'm saying? And Adolfo, right on. Adolfo Davis. Life 14. He talking about, he looking at the window, doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm flashback on the county jail too when I was locked up, you know. I would just see the protesters outside marching, but this cat, you can't try to put yourself at 14 too, you know, if you can. Freshman high school, you know what I'm saying? Freshly graduated, what you thinking about, and I'll let you know. What you gonna wear? And then you're in the juvenile detention center. You're in the juvenile detention center. And you, your grandmother, you watch out the window. And you say you're watching the mission. You get on the bus and everything. I remember being held captive and my maternal grandmother, Nanny, we called, you know. I can find that picture of me on the visit. And the stuff she went through in the visitation. I'm talking from the adult perspective. I'm talking about 24, 25. You don't want her to come down and visit me no more. That's what she going through. As an adult, how that hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I, even my mother come around. I remember, I said, you know, the, man, you know, the stuff. I was like, damn, you know, they, as an adult, what they go through. And you want to be, you're deprived. You can't, you know, make no decisions, but you don't have some input in certain things. That, at least I can, you, this child will at least say, I at least saw her up and she got up good. He's seeing his grandmother, so now he's seeing her without her poker face on. He says, grandmother get on the bus, all the tears coming out. Especially she ain't showing in the visiting room because she's doing a visit, but she good. He's seeing her now. She don't know if you can see her. You know what I'm saying? So now all the pain that she's going to look motherfucking bus she waiting on in the cold, you know what I'm saying, on Roosevelt. You know these streets, but she had to go through all that, you know, the passengers, you know what I'm saying, stick up me, all that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? He got an image of her on the bus, because he probably see her with the shopping cart going to do laundry and shit like that. But now she got to go visit him. He tried to commit suicide. He tried to take a bed sheet, trying to hang himself from the ceiling. In your mind, you thinking, you know, again, subjective. You think, okay, well, he got life, of course. You don't care, because he won't do himself in. He can't go deal with this here. No. His position, his line of thinking is he don't want her to go through this without what he's going through. That, see, when you talk about even on the slave ships, you can't tell me this. Women throwing the babies over the suicide. Women throwing babies overboard, whatever. To go through that, you know what I'm saying? To put it in an objective context, he wants his grandmother to go through that. Come to visit him. Dig? And he talked about it. It struck some nerves. You dig? It struck some. You know what I'm saying? How it impacts us, and it's one of the, don't never let it stop impacting us. Don't never let them relegate us to. It just only, or the text me direct, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I mean, they take my business. I get on the phone and say, you good? Mother come ready to come. Everybody good. Or they going to transfer you. Man, they can send me. I told Warden before, man, you can send me to Alaska. Give me a good state call. I'm organized Eskimos. They don't never let, it's like this system like The Walking Dead, the movie, The Walking Dead. I watch it. I say, man, I never want to become one of them motherfuckers. That they eating you. You got to eat other people to continue to. They exist. You know, to have that feeling to be cut off. You know what I'm saying? He connects his grandma. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that brother, man. You dig, man. Talked about when he get out, the stuff you take for granted, house and shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is when you, like Winnie Mandela said, when a person does time, it's not just a prisoner who does the time. You know what I'm saying? The whole family community, like Tupac said, Brenda's got a baby. Other cats told ass Pac. Okay. What Brenda got a baby do, got to do with us? Pac said, okay, let me take you there, man. To break that shit down, man. You know what I'm saying? To feel that you're in a position that you're impacting your grandma. You know what I'm saying? And we have to understand we have to struggle to it. It's painful that we don't embody this shit in this system. It's responsible for all this shit. Yeah. Here comes Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. You always want to blame him. Man, the sister, you damn right. Damn right. You know, club on up out of here, y'all. Y'all keep y'all heads up, y'all eyes open, y'all fists clench, y'all. Give me what your life like one more time, comrade.
Life is real. I get a body, take me right to jail. know what it's like in hell. I did destruction in a trifling cell. What you know about 23 and 1? Locked down all day, underground, never seeing the sun. Visit strips from you, never seeing your son. You got bricks on the strip, never see them get done. What you know about all day? Them little Debbies and them Chi-Chis making you sick. You gotta wash out your drawers, same water you shit. Brush, gargle and spit, same water you piss. You down with this nigga, you done killed this brother. But dog, don't think he don't know it. Think he a sucker cause he don't show it. Payback's a motherfucker and he won't blow it. What you know about them four letters? Not the kind you write or the kind you sit down and type. Sign at the margin, get it right. I'm talking about that real time life like Eddie and Martin. To my niggas that's up the fort, when I get there, fuck a pack, hand me a log and a push rod tallest sword. So when I hit these niggas up, they can't call a guard. Tell me what your life like.
Shit, mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Shit, mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Shit, mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Nigga, mine's is real. Everything signed and sealed.
What you know about solitary? Locked down, no commissary. And you wild already. And you just seen your mom get buried. You got drums coming in all kinds of blurries. What you know about the towel on your cell when you alone at night? Or a jailhouse hunger strike? Or you sitting in your cell and disowned one night? And you think, damn, I'm never coming home one night. You got 5 years in, never been flown a kite. You hearing grown men moan at night. They got you stuck in the can. White man got you fucking your hand. Your wife on land fucking your man. What you know about no parole? Life in the hole, life's told. You be eating them swags. Guards on a night shift, they be beating you bad. The hardest nigga turned bitch, be sleeping with fags. What you know about getting and shipping balloons? Keep switching positions in the visiting room. Gotta take X-flax, hope you get it in time. Gotta shit in your palm just to get to her rhyme. And you talking about your life is this, your life is that. Your life ain't shit, your life is whack. Man, you listening to the realest nigga. Close your eyes, motherfuckers. Tell me you don't feel this nigga. Tell me what your life like. Mine's is real. Everything signed and still. Tell me what your life like.
Nigga, mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real. Everything signed and still.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's like real, like
everything signed and sealed. Tell me what your life like.
Mine's real, everything signed and sealed.
Nigga, what your life like?
Mine's is real, everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Mine's is real, everything signed and sealed.
Tell me what your life like.
Like
mine's like real.